Daniel Darion, what up? I love y'all so much. Mom Duke, Z-Mate. All my people back home. Something to vibe to, man. Yeah.
That is the voice of D. Brown. Man, that sounds smooth.
Yeah. I've been working hard on it, man, for a long time.
How long have you been doing the music?
Man, since I was 14, I actually been writing, but actually in the booth probably 5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this track is what? This is off the new, your news?
My new hobby is coming, actually released today at 5:30. Wow. I got an autograph signed today at Game Day on Spirits on Green Street. I'm very excited about it, like I said, because, you know, when Darren get here, Darren always wants to golf. That's his thing. He's a golfer. Like he'll go to the gym. Oh, I'm going to give me some hoes in. I'm like, that's his thing. That's his, you got to balance your life. And music balanced my life. It's the thing for me. It relieves a lot of my stress.
So 5 years into this mixtape, been a long process for you. I mean, because you've been all over the world now. How hard
is it? I recorded in four different countries, actually. I worked with two different engineers who we couldn't speak.
Wow.
The guy actually was a couple famous guys I worked with, and we couldn't even speak to each other. So the music, that's why I said you could do music, you could do a lot of things without communicating with another person. You know what I mean? Because when you're over there, and you know, you got to translate when you get to the gym, off the court, y'all got to talk.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know no English, which I can respect. You come to America, you better know English. Hello, sure. My name is. You go over there. In Italy, they're not going to tell you speak English. They're going to be like, no, learn our language. You live
right
here.
Absolutely. So, fair enough.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been working on it. I've been, like I said, I've been through a journey, you know, a lot of money invested, a lot of time invested, but I love it.
So what's kind of the subject of your music? What do you usually talk about? Is it family? You got a lot of family in the studio today?
Of course, family. My upbringing, where I'm from, how I live, everything, what I do. A lot of emotion, a lot of things involved in my music because everything I do with passion, I do it with heart. So it's me.
Really?
It's me.
That shocks me, dude.
It's me. And like I said, I let a lot of people hear and they be like, wow, it sounds so professional. I said, well, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to give you nothing as low quality. I'm just trying to put my all into it. And that's how I always just treat everything I do. I try to go extremely hard. Like I said, when people ask me what I do, I say I'm a hard worker.
Now, D, I'm old, so I always embarrass myself in front of Jeremy and the young people, but this is a CD, correct?
Yeah.
It's not an album. Okay.
It's definitely it's a mixtape, actually.
It's a mixtape.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. My album probably won't release till next year.
Okay.
Next year, next summer.
So this is called New Hobby.
Definitely.
And, like, how can you get it?
22 songs. Next week we definitely going to, I got a website up right now, but we actually going to put it on online for people to download, because that's what people like to do now.
Sure. Well,
download.
Yeah.
But for me, I've always been a hip-hop guy where I need the hard copy as well. If I like an artist, I go buy it or I support them, and more of a visual form, more of a hard copy. But nowadays, if they're not doing it, it'll definitely be up online early next week.
And I see on the back of this mixtape, you got the Illini hat. You're sporting the Illini.
Of course. Come on, y'all. Y'all know that's me. You know what I'm saying? I be telling people all the time. I mean, I be far away, man. I was in China this year. I went to Shanghai. It was a guy, Clayton Thomas, played on my team. He and Riley, like 10, 15 Illini fans. And as soon as I came out, I hit like three threes in a row. D for three, ILL. I'm like, oh, man, Illinois fans everywhere. So I can't escape them. So I still wear my orange mouthpiece.
Nice.
You know what I mean? That's my thing. You know what I'm saying?
The headband?
I still wear my headband. I just don't wear the socks anymore.
Are you still popping the jersey?
No, I got a new celebration now.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
How cool was that on the S side?
Oh, man. I mean, I popped it because it was Illinois. I didn't pop it because it was like, you know what I mean? I don't pop my jersey no more because I'm not, I mean, no disrespect to anyone. I do play for the team on the front of my jersey.
Sure.
I don't play for the name on the back, but I was Illinois. It was a time where Purdue fans, you know, they didn't know who we were at the time. You know what I mean? This is Illinois. And when you say it, they'd be like, oh, this is Illinois basketball. And when you see that, you understand what I mean.
Now, for a guy like me in my era, I mean, if you make Sports Illustrated, you made it. I mean, I'm telling you, like, if I see whoever's on the cover of SI, I'm like, sweet. What was that like when you get Sports Illustrated and there's D. Brown on the cover?
Man, you want to know what? I can't even tell you. It was so humbling. It didn't even affect me.
That's cool.
It was more. I told my team that day in the locker room, I was like, man, this is us, and more than just D. Brown.
Sure. Yeah, you're,
you know what I mean?
It was
more, but since it was me, it was an honor.
Yep.
And it was just a humbling thing for me. Yeah, you made it. I mean, people now be like, oh, man, if I was to tell you that I play basketball for a living. I go to different places, different countries. I've been to 17 different countries. You know what I mean? I never had to pay for a trip over there. My mom been able to find my family over. You'd be like, that's incredible. That's a dream. And I'm very grateful for that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say, oh, I'm a, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm not here. If you're not here in your life, don't make you a fairy or make you not who you want to be.
Sure.
Everybody got their own path. And like I said, man, I'm definitely feeling well. I'm feeling good and blessed that I'm doing what I do.
Talking with D. Brown today and Jay Show, Jeremy Warner with Lante. And D, I mean, you guys set unbelievable expectations that year. You come back and you make another tournament, but it almost seems like the expectations were almost too high for the guys coming out.
We was top 10 that whole year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We was top 10. And we did it with defense. We did it with two guys that got to score a lot in defense and unity.
Right.
We was top 10 that whole year. As far as we dropped was like 11.
Mm-hmm.
We was a couple of possessions away from the 16. You always got to start high. Your expectations got to be high. Why not? When you got me and James, and you got guys who actually set behind, because they had two great players.
Right.
So they're going to step right in. We got toughness. We had Chester Frazier. We had Richard McBride. We had guys that actually can play. So expectation was definitely high. We was mad we didn't go to the 4-day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So what do you think happened after you left? You know, obviously, was it talent or was there more?
It's not the talent. I mean, of course, a couple players slipped out of the state, but we've been getting great players. I said in the article, I just think it's the four-letter word, man. You know, we was talking about in the locker room, it's love, you know? I remember the story, you know, a couple of stories where you could say, oh, go self and tell you, y'all want to act tough to each other? Y'all want to be tough? Okay, get in this circle and I see y'all get at it for 30 seconds. Y'all get at it and then afterwards, oh, where we going to eat at, y'all?
That's cool.
We going to hang out? What's happening? You know, I just think got to be more love in there. It got to be us.
How do you fix that? I mean, was that just something that blossomed out of you guys naturally or was that something you did?
I don't think a coach can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On any level. You see it in pro. If you don't pro, I think it got to be within the team. It got to be a guy that's on there that demands that. You know what I'm saying? And the coach can tell you that all day. Jarrus is full of love. Coach McClain is full of love. You know what I mean? Like, they want you to do well. They want you to go to class, do well, and be this on the court. They want you. To a whole nother level, they want it. And you can see it. They sweating. Got to be with the player. It starts with the soldier. I mean, the generals are doing their thing. Now the soldiers got to fall in line. So I just think he's got to be more unity, more togetherness, man. It's about us. And they got the talent. I told you they got like at least 3 or 4 pros on that team. So I'm a huge fan. So I know I could be critical, but a whole Illini fans can be. So, and I'm definitely a fan right now. And I think we'll get back there, man. Like I said, Illinois is an elite program.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable support from the fans. Unbelievable facilities.
I just
talk all day. I mean, I don't want to ruin the whole radio show just by talking about how great we are, but
hey,
I love my school.
D. Brown is ruining our show.
Way to go, D. Can I cut his mic?
Yeah.
You know what's funny, D, and you say that about Illinois fans, and it's true, because they're everywhere in the United States.
Oh, man.
And when you guys met, I know it was a magical run in the Final Four. You got to go Indy, Chicago, St. Louis. I mean, that couldn't have worked out any better, mm-hmm. obviously, geographically. But everywhere you guys went, Illini fans showed up, and that's exactly what it is out there, isn't it?
Man, it's so it blew my mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, guys? You know, focus more on us. They go anywhere we go,
right?
And even if it's not in their budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's the memories. Memories don't cost no money. I mean, memories got nothing to do with money. Like, I had the best memories while I was spending money. People come and support you and come to the game and be like, "Remember, I went to the Arizona game." Oh. And the look on their face, they be into it. That memory right there is priceless.
How many times do you get asked about that game?
Oh. All the time. From people that ain't even fans of Illinois. You know what I mean? Wow, you guys won that game. It was like, man, you know, God was with us. You know, miracles, hard work, togetherness. Everybody contribute to make one thing. That's the win.
That is one event that every Illini fan knows exactly where they were when
mm-hmm.
it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, you think of things on a national level. JFK. Things like that, and yeah. I'm not putting it in that perspective, but you know what I mean.
It's so funny because they say, man, I walked out, I left. You guys, and then I had to run back and catch, I caught the end. You know what I mean? Some people, honestly, yeah. Did. It was,
yes.
A couple of my homies were like, oh, man, I just knew y'all was going to lose. Honestly, if we was up 15 with 357, you can close the curtains.
Yep.
With Darren going to hold it, put you right here on his back. We're going to let Lou run around some screens. Give it to Lou with 5 seconds, jack a three. Or we're going to get it inside, running one of them Coach Weber easy layup plays, and we're going to keep pounding you, crushing, like boxing, like just keep wearing on you. Somehow that day, I mean, it's just everything that we, our backs against the wall, being able to practice that, being able to, Coach Weber had these, carry around these big notebooks of just plays and different situations. Us being in different situations practicing, we made practice way harder than games. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's why we was able to play as well in games because practice was so tough. Now, I never played on a team with Darren, really, in practice. I never been on a team with Roger in practice.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I was against him, so now I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, we used to go that hard, that competitive. So when the game comes, we like, wow, this is this was pretty easy night. We'll win by 12, and we'll go away winning by 12. We'd be sitting on the bench wiping our faces like, we thought it was going to be tougher than that. No disrespect to other teams, just that we just made that culture in our within our gym and within the, you know what I mean, how we played that. Man, practice got to be hard in games.
And, of course, that sent you to the Final Four. You played Louisville, took care of them. How often do you think back to that North Carolina game?
I actually don't.
No?
I actually don't. I tell people all the time, like I tell my son, man, somebody got to lose. Yeah. I wish both teams would have won.
Yep.
That night, they just outplayed us. Our shots didn't go down. Bummer.
You said it. You said it. You guys were tied, I think, 70-all, and Darren and Luther had wide-open threes that they made all year. And it just didn't go. Just didn't drop.
That's how it goes.
Yep.
Game of inches. Game of inches.
That wasn't a bad team either. Four NBA players.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Well, somebody had to lose, man. And like I said, I don't even try to think about that game. Someone asked me the other day if we'd have won it, would things be different? I say no, because even when we lost, people was down and discouraged about it. But, man, the fans still was, you know what I mean? That blew my mind. The fans still was like, you know what? And they just blew us away. They eased some of that pain that we had.
It's like 1989. People still, I know they didn't win the championship, but still people think that might have been the best team. Of course, you guys came through.
I can respect that.
Did get mad at me because we argued about it one day, and I took the 89 team. But come on, that was my era, right? So I had to take them.
I mean, I just wish sometimes that it was able to go down like that because
that would be
the Frank Williams, the Luke John, when they won that team at the tie with Michigan State that year, that team was very tough.
Yes.
Feel me? So can we all just get all back together in our legs and our youth and our primes and play each other?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be an event. You got to charge $100 to come today.
Well, they did it in Rocky VI, so maybe you can get maybe you can get all those 89 guys. Kendall Gill's still in shape. Stephen Barlow's in shape.
I saw all them guys. They'd be up LA Fitness all the time. Kendall's boxing. I know they still can play, but I really don't think Kendall want to guard Luther or Darren right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they just young guys.
Speaking of that, the alumni game is tomorrow. Is there one guy, is there one guy that you're going to be able to play with? And I know for the most part you played with these guys a lot, but is there one guy you still get a kick out of playing with that maybe came before you at Illinois?
I got to say my main man, the best player probably ever to play here, Kenny Battle is my homie.
Ooh.
I can't wait to see Kenny come. I saw him. I know he probably don't play, but just to see him, his presence. He got an aura about him that's cool dude, man.
That's neat.
And I remember, like, every highlight you see, he had that, man, like, dunk all on you and reverse you. You know, he just had that. You know, I like being around that guy.
Yeah.
Well, D, can we keep you around for a couple more minutes?
I'm ready, man. I'm here, man. Right. You know, I'm here. I'm all y'all's. I mean, I don't want to ruin your show. I can talk.
Anybody, hey, we're opening up the phone lines. If you got a question for D Brown, Illini great, give us a call. 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Don't be shy, but if you are shy, you can always email us, Jeremy, Jeremy, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N, at myconnectfm.com. What do you call it? It's a mixtape.
Definitely. New hobby. Please.
New hobby.
Please. It's my heart right now. I'm excited about it.
We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that. There's a chance to go out and get a chance to meet D tonight, right?
Definitely. 5:30, man. 5:30. Game day spirits on green. I can't wait to see people come out. I mean, I've been hearing about it, and this is what I'm here for
awesome.
Y'all.
We will come back with your calls. 359-2255. 359-2255. We're going to let D take us out.
I'm waiting. This ain't no movie. I just love hearing their voice when they call my phone. Daniel Light.
It's the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lon Tay. He is Jeremy Warner.
Hey.
Okay, you got to remind me again. Who's with us? I don't really know him. I don't think. Really? I feel bad. Uh-huh. I feel embarrassed. I should know the kid.
Well, he got a haircut, so.
Is that what it is?
Look a little different.
What number was he?
Double one.
D Brown.
Yeah.
That's who it is. D Brown's in studio with us. I kid. I'm not kidding about that, though. He's here.
He's better.
I'm excited to be here, too.
Yes. Yeah, he's better talking usually just, you know, when he spews out of his mouth and actually setting up jokes. So let him go.
Just let him go. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to open the phone lines for D. He has been kind enough to stick with us for most of this hour, and we appreciate it. And we're going to remind everybody again, tonight at, is it 5:30?
7:30, yeah, I'll be in Game Day Spirits.
Right on campus.
Right on campus.
Okay,
right,
and you're going to be there signing, selling my CD, doing just a signing, man.
Whoever want to show up and hang out, I mean, you know, interact, okay. So I'm going to be there.
Glad to be back, it sounds like.
I mean, I love coming down here.
Here's what we're going to do, because we're going to get a lot of calls. We're going to let you ask your question, and then I'm going to go ahead and take you off and let D answer. Is that fair enough?
Perfect.
So let's start with Scott in Champaign. Scott, how you doing today?
Great, thanks.
Not a problem.
First of all, D, thanks for the memories, man. Thanks for the memories.
No problem. Thank you.
Great team. And my question is really, are you at all thinking about getting back in the NBA?
All right, thanks, Scott.
Unbelievable question. I have to admit, I mean, this is the first time I ever spoke, you know, publicly about it, but when I first came in, my game wasn't there yet. Mm-hmm. I would say now I played a lot, I got a lot more playing experience, meaning like I went to Europe and played on a high level. Actually learned how to play a lot more screen and roll game, and actually got my game more mature. I think I'm definitely ready to make that my way back.
Sure. So it's kind of the intricacies of the game that
I think, you know, I think when you first get there, you sit a lot.
Yeah.
You sit 30 games, 35 games, not you play. It's about getting that situation, about getting the right opportunity. I think God willing, I will get the opportunity. When I get the opportunity next time, I definitely be ready.
Let's try Tim in Urbana. Tim, how you doing today?
Hey, doing good. How's it going, guys?
Doing great.
Excellent.
D Brown, first and foremost, thank you so much for all the great memories, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, and thanks for cheering for us.
Fantastic ride, man. Question for you. Hypothetical situation. Say...
Uh-oh.
Here we go, man.
Here we go, Sam.
I'm ready.
NCAA rule change. They allow you to put that team back together one more year. one final run, all right?
Uh-huh.
They're taking applications for coaches. There's two candidates, and they're putting it to a team vote. Who's leading you guys? Who are you casting your vote for, Self or Weber?
Oh, wow.
One final run, man.
All right, here we go.
Tim, thanks, buddy. That's a great question.
That right there.
He's really, like, I don't want to answer that.
He just put you on the spot, man.
I mean, Coach Self did win a national championship. I can honor that. I respect that. He did assemble our team. I can respect that. Both guys are perfect for the job. Coach Weber's system is amazing. Coach Self personality and his way of handling things on and off the court was phenomenal. Both of them guys possess a gift. So, yeah. In my opinion, I mean...
He's going with both of them.
I'm going with both of them. Maybe make Coach Weber the most highest paid assistant ever. Bring both of them in.
There you go.
Look at that.
You're taking your calls from D. Brown, 359-2255.
Governor of Illinois, D. Brown.
Politician D. Brown, 217-359-2255. You want to talk to D. Brown.
Let's go with Donna. Donna, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, D. It's great to have you back. I remember the game with the Arizona game that I'll never forget.
Nope.
It was amazing.
Oh, that was the most, because I had thought, oh, we're done, until I saw you guys coming back, and that was the most fantastic thing I've ever seen.
Awesome. Donna, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, and thank you.
All right, D. Brown is with us, and we got to let him go because he's, I mean, at some point, you just got done playing ball. I assume you got to go shower.
I just took a shower. It's okay. I mean,
you can keep him flooding.
Keep the questions coming, whoever listeners.
Sweet.
I appreciate you. Keep calling.
359-2255, 217-359-2255. When we come back, if we don't have calls, I'm going to ask you about this current team. I know you've practiced with them a couple of times, a couple of open gyms. Ask you about the guys around this team because I know you think they have a lot of talent.
Absolutely. Your chance to talk to D. Give him a call. 359-2255. Got to pay some bills. 93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM.
I missed him. I can't explain his feeling. I love my life, but I miss my children. Days go by and I don't see.
That is D. Brown. It's called New Hobby, and you got a chance to pick it up tonight. Game Day Spirits, 5:30. You're going to be there.
Correct.
You got a chance to buy it.
I'm going
to
be there until.
You might be there until midnight. Illinois fans.
It depends on showing up, man. Actually, I mean, most of the people who actually came to any of my events are people who actually genuinely love me, and I love them back. So If it's just three people that show up, we gonna rock out with three people.
Well, Dan, I know yeah. you've shown up to Champagne sure before. I know you've shown up to Champagne before and played with the guys here. What do you think about this team going into next year?
They won't have to gel together quick. Nice. They have my favorite player right now on the team has to be Myers, big body. I seen him a year ago, and he made me laugh because he actually didn't know how to play the game, but he did. You know what I mean? If it makes sense. So. Because he was trying. You know what I mean? I think he get it. After being on that USA team, I think he actually get that he's a pro. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a pro. Got the body for it. Got the mind for it. Got the upbringing. I love Brandon Paul. Unbelievable talent. DJ Richardson can also be one of them guys that steps out and becomes a big player for us. I just really like what we have going on. I just hope that we able to gel, mm-hmm. and we actually able to love each other and go out there and play the game how it should be played.
Well, D. Brown, we can't thank you enough for joining us today, and I got to give you a congratulations. Just had a baby girl. She's in the studio.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And like I said, man, thanks for having me, and to everyone listening that love Illini basketball, I just want to thank you for supporting us, not only myself, but us. You really meant a lot to us. Whenever we stepped on the court, we played for you guys. And we left it all on the court, and we played with heart, and that's Illinois basketball, heart, passion, and integrity, and that's what we're about here at the university. And as long as I'm here, as long as y'all call my name, I'll be here.
And this is D. We thought we'd have him maybe 30 minutes. He stayed an hour.
There you
go. It's D. Brown to a T.
No problem. I would have stayed too, but like I said, I mean, you know, I got
things to do.
That's what I'm saying. So invite me back anytime. I said, thank you so much.
Not a problem. That is D. Brown, and we are back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.